Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, I am in a great mood today. I'm in a great mood. I've had one of those days where I don't want to jinx it now. But I'm thinking I need to be heading to the casino or so. I'm having a good day. Things are going well and everything. The only thing that was weird, and if... I don't know if anybody else out there is having this problem. I tried to log into everybody's favorite social network, Facebook, right before the show. I like to put a little thing on there saying the show's starting, and Facebook's down from where I'm at least. So sorry, you know. Hello, Twitter. Hello, Instagram. How are you? Doing well, I hope. Anyway, no, I'm feeling great. I'm on the downhill side of this thing. I know. Thank you, everybody, for the messages and whatnot of well-wishing and hoping I feel better. I am. They worked. The thoughts and everything went great. So knock on wood, I'm on the downhill side of this, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Oh, my gosh. I've got so much work to do this weekend. You guys don't even know. My neighbor decided to get a new driveway, and they here in South Florida, they tried to rent a dumpster to put all the pieces. They had to break up the old driveway. And all the dumpsters are over on the other side fixing the hurricane stuff. So, you know, me being a good guy, I said, well, you know what? I've been wanting to put in a patio in the back. I can use all the pieces of the old driveway. And so now there's – I didn't realize I've got the Great Wall of China in my front yard right now from their old driveway. And I'm going to have to move that this weekend. Oh, no. And I want to be healthy when I do it, you know. Anyway, enough about my lame stuff. What isn't lame is our guest today. We've got a fantastic actress. She is a movie actress and does all kinds of production work and you know, filmmaking. She's got a brand new movie coming out, dropping in, well, tomorrow. It's pretty cool from Vertical Entertainment, A Savannah Haunting. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest today, Miss Jenna Shaw. Might be missing. Hey, Jenna, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. Good. Now I've learned a little bit about you. I hope you're feeling better. I hope you get all that stuff out of your driveway, too, because
oh my God, me too.
You got to build that patio.
I'm telling you, it was one of those, I don't know if you're like this. Pinterest, everybody always asks me, they're like, which social media site do you hate the most? And I'm like, Pinterest. And they're like, poor Pinterest. What did Pinterest ever do? I'm like, what didn't it do? I see these amazing projects on there, and or me or my wife does, and suddenly I have to do them. We have vegetables growing out of pallets, the whole thing. And now I'm going to have a big patio to put in. But it's my own fault. It's my own fault. Can't complain.
Oh, Pinterest,
it'll be nice.
I at least you have planted some vegetables because I have done nothing. I just have all these boards and hopes and dreams, and nothing has ever come of it. So good on you for actually making something happen or grow.
Oh, man. Jenna, you would not believe it. I've got this garden. During the pandemic, I got into organic garden. I got into these weird things, you know, and I could be getting into going to the bar and drinking. I'm not. I'm doing gardening. I'm going to send you pictures after the show, and of this. Let me put it this way: I got one of those new electric lawnmowers, you know, and I'm like, well, because we have a giant backyard, and people were asking me, well, how's it working? And I'm like, well, it works pretty well. It takes me 2 charges to do the whole yard. Since I did the garden. It takes me like 1 charge. The whole half of the yard is a garden now.
Well, that's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's I'm trying. So let me ask you, actress, movie star, television star, did you know that this is what you were going to be doing, like when you were a young lass?
I don't know. I think I wanted to be an astronaut. And
okay.
But then I went to the movie store with my dad, you know, every Friday we'd watch movies, and then that dream died at some point. I mean, I still would love to be an astronaut, but in the movies, I guess. Or maybe I'll have the chance a chance to go to the moon one day, because it seems like we're trying to get there now. So I always had a fascination and interest in movies and the theater, but I was a really shy, introverted kid. I was like, I had my friends,
really?
But I didn't talk. Yeah, I didn't talk to a lot of people. I was, you know, cowering in the corner, like, oh, there's more than two people in the room. So when I came to my parents when I was 13 and said, I really want to try acting, they were kind of confused because, and I remember them saying this, they said, but you realize you have to talk in front of people to do that, right? And I said, uh-huh. And they said, okay, well, we'll put you in a class and we'll see what happens. And then I loved the class. And then they said, okay, we're going to send you to a theater camp and let's see if you're good, because my parents were tough. And then they saw me in my first play and they said, damn it, she's good. She's good.
That's so awesome.
They
supported.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Hats off to them.
I think they really hoped that I would give up on it by the time I graduated high school. I think they were like crossing their fingers, crossing their eyes and legs, hoping, oh, maybe she'll do something else. And it stuck because I started working when I was in high school professionally. So that's how
amazing,
that happened.
Though. That is amazing. Yeah. Now, I read somewhere, and I can't, it's scribbled in my notes here, but I can't remember where. You grew up in New Jersey, or did you grow up in the city?
I grew up in Jersey. I'm a New Jersey girl.
Okay. Well, I'm living in South Florida now, so that's kind of like South New Jersey or South New Jersey. All of our neighbors are from New Jersey, almost. Few from New
Jersey. Oh, yeah, all the snowbirds?
No one from. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. In our neighborhood especially, it's how it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm very busy whenever a hurricane comes. I'm the young guy, and I'm not young, but I'm the youngest guy in the block, I think. And so everybody's, help me put these shutters up, Jamie. Okay. And, you know, so it's how it is. But that's cool. So did you start acting, or you started working in film and whatnot? In theater in New York, or did you immediately after school head out west?
No, I started taking classes in Manhattan when I was 15. I did a work-study program my senior year, so I only had to go to school for a couple hours a day, and then I would commute into the city, audition, take classes,
nice.
And I would commute back with my friend's parents, which was very strange. And I would go into the city a lot because that's where I had to be in order to work. And then I got my first job when I was still in high school, before high school graduation, went out to LA, shot a pilot, didn't get picked up, came back, graduated high school, and then I moved to Manhattan like a couple weeks after high school.
Wow, how cool is that? You had to be the coolest girl in school, man. You know?
No, I wasn't in school. So I wasn't cool. No, but living in New York and not being classically trained, I lost out on a lot of opportunities to work in theater. I would audition for theater, but Broadway and right off Broadway they want their classically trained, or at least back in the day, they wanted classically trained actors. And I realized I was up against that. There weren't a ton of shows or movies shooting in New York. I worked a little bit, and then I decided to move out to LA, stayed out there for 15 plus years and worked a lot. and then decided to come back east and have been working in Atlanta.
Nice, nice. Well, Atlanta's hot. Atlanta is, I have a friend of mine that does voiceover work that, and he, you know, lived in L.A. for, gosh, I don't know, 30-some years, and then he started getting all this work, and it's all in Atlanta. He got an apartment. He's like, yeah, I have an apartment I stay at every other month just because of the work and whatnot. It's worth it. So.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Atlanta's fun. I always have a good time in Atlanta. I'm a big fan of the Buckhead area. And, you know, so, yeah, I always have a good time. Never a dull moment. I've never been in Atlanta and sat around going, yeah, there's nothing to do. I don't know what I'm going to do now. You know, there's always something.
No, it's beautiful.
And if
like,
they're writing
you,
check,
you know,
even better.
Yeah.
Say again?
Of course. No, it's just, it's beautiful. Like the city, there's tons to do, but then you just drive 20 minutes or an hour and you're just, you can go to lakes and parks and this and that. It's just, it's really green. I love how lush and green it is because I'm from Jersey and I'm from the green part of Jersey. I'm from the shore, but we got trees.
Okay.
And it's just so lush and beautiful. So it reminds me of home.
Yeah, you need that. You need to, I think a lot of people in the creative, and I don't care what you're doing, if you're baking bread or making movies or, you know, whatever. My day job, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people for a living. I've been doing that a long time. And, but yeah, I have found as I've turned into an old man, I don't know how that happened, but it has, that you have to have something to recharge your batteries, whether that be, and you're right, it could be some environment. It's got to be something. And if you don't, you know, things start going a little wackadoodle for you, at least for me. And everyone I know, it seems. But that's cool. That is cool. Well, you've been in everything. I was kind of teasing you a little bit before you came online that I was looking at your IMDb. And, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the girl likes to, you know, she likes shoes or eat or something because she's working constantly, constantly. Look at this, and it goes, and you've been in some really cool stuff, you know?
Thanks.
Amazing.
Yeah. And yeah. I like to work in all aspects of film. I love art department, and I've worked on a bunch of productions, you know, just doing art department or some production design. I've done Crafty. I've done Transpo. I've been an AD. I've done wardrobe. I've done makeup, hair. I think the only couple of things I haven't done are sound and grip because I just don't think I'm not cut out for it for some reason, but I would do it one day. I like working in all aspects of film and TV because you learn so much.
Oh yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's very, very cool. I mean, you're living the dream. There are so many people out there that just, you know, they want to be Jenna Shaw, you know, I mean, it's you're doing it. How cool is that? Now, you know, and it's interesting too, because not only have you done all different types of film work, all the different roles there and whatnot, you've done in the actual craft of film, you've played such a wide assortment of characters. I'm looking here, man, that's pretty cool. That's the skill, right? It's a job, right?
It's a job. Yeah. I mean, I was always told that, you know, I didn't fit in any particular box. They were like, well, they didn't know. Like a lot of times I was told, I don't know what to do with you. You're a little bit of this, but a lot of that, but a little bit of this too. And that doesn't fit into anything specific. And it made it hard at times for sure. As I was aging into the business and all that, but I am happy that I've been able to do so many different types of roles because not every, you know, some people just get pigeonholed into one thing and they're like, this is what I do and this is what I get hired for. And I have some friends that work all the time, but they're like, I do the same thing all the time. And I want to do this or I want to do that. So I do feel lucky in that respect that I've gotten to really play a lot with different roles.
Absolutely. I know where you're coming. In my little world, in my little part of the art world, I have galleries that I work with that get annoyed with me. And they're like, you're supposed to pick a lane and stay in it, Jamie. You know, you're supposed to be this type of painter. It's easier to sell your work if you are. And you say, well, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to do abstract today, or I'm going to do this or that. And I'm like, well, I don't want to limit myself. You know, I like doing whatever I want to do. Or
right.
Whatever someone's hiring me to do, you know, more realistically. And, you know,
right.
It's interesting. After, you know, I used to get a lot of that grief years ago. And then after a couple of decades of doing it my way, people kind of, I have a following in different aspects. You know, there's some people love my, I'll do horror painting. They love that. They don't buy anything.
Ooh.
They don't care about anything else. But they love the horror stuff. And that's great. It's fun to do. You know, if I'm in the mood, that's great. But yeah, it's the cool thing is you have, and talk about a track record. Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, it's just, it's the accolades and all this work. There's definitely a track record here. And so obviously you can get the job done. You know, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You've been doing this a long time. And
I know.
That's a good thing.
I know. But when you look at something that you did 20 years ago and you're like, I was so young. Oh, to be young again. Because you get to watch yourself age. That's the one thing. There's a lot of material out there where you can look back and you go, oh, I was so young. Oh, I wish I were young again. And then you like look at the wrinkles on your face and you go, oh, geez, that lighting wasn't as great as I thought it was.
I have that problem. I have that problem. Jenna, me and my wife will go out or friends or whatever. And, you know, I'm not in your job, though. So being a painter is a little easy. I can look like a frog. It doesn't matter. You know, nobody cares what I look like. I don't have to put any seats in it. The work is, it's just all about the work. But we'll go out. And I'll, you know, we have a mirror. You know, I have a wife. There's a mirror by the door as you leave the house, and very smartly, you know, it comes in handy. Never thought to do that when I was single. Anyway, you know, I'll glance in it on my way out. And I'm thinking, yeah, still got it. All right, you know, I'm still that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could still, if I wanted to be. And then we go out, and somebody will take a picture or something like that, and then they'll post it on Instagram or whatever the next day, and I'm like, what happened? What happens to me from the? Did somebody pull a ripcord? Did I eat a house? What happened? You know,
I can relate.
Man. It's insane. It's crazy. But no, you know, the cool thing with you though is it happens because you turn the TV on and then there's you looking out at you. You know, how cool is that? That's awesome. Very, very cool. Now, I know we're supposed to be, and we shall, talk about the big movie tomorrow, A Savannah Haunting.
Yes.
Cool is this?
You're the perfect movie for your 2022 Halloween. It's a haunted house movie, so if you like haunted houses, this is the movie to watch. Savannah Haunting is coming out tomorrow in select theaters and on digital platforms. And it's about a family that moves across country to a new home in Savannah. And very soon after they move in, the mother starts experiencing a lot of strange things. She's being haunted by her dead daughter. And a lot of scariness ensues. Yes, it is a slow burn type of horror movie. And the crazy thing is we shot in the house that the film is based on.
I have to ask, did you get creeped out? Did strange things coalesce in this location to help with your artistic journey? Okay.
Yeah. The house is definitely haunted. It is, there is something up with that house. You know, sometimes you walk into a place and you just have a weird feeling. But then maybe you can shake it off, or you just go, I want to leave. But when you walk into this house and you know you have to shoot there for a month, you can't leave. And that not right unsettling feeling, it lasted the entire time, which I'm sure lent itself to the work. But at the same time, when you're in between takes or you're in between scenes or you're on a break, sometimes you just want to relax. And in this house, there was no relaxing. It's very uncomfortable. And most of us experienced something, it's like you didn't want to be in a room by yourself. You always wanted to be around other people. And even being with like two other people, it wasn't enough. You wanted to be around the entire cast and crew because there was just that weird feeling of I'm not alone. And that is the truth. The house has something going on in it. I would challenge any skeptic to go in there and tell me that they didn't experience something or they didn't feel off. It's the real deal.
It's crazy. It's crazy. My wife is definitely, in our relationship, I've always been a little more skeptical of things until I got a little older. And now I'm at that age where I realize, there's a lot more I don't know than I do. And something absolutely could be going on that I don't know about. Happens every day.
That's a great place to get to because anything's possible. And, like I consider myself as much of a skeptic as I am a believer. If something happens, I'll go, okay, what could that have been? And I will try to figure it out because I'm like, there could be a logical, reasonable, rational thing, reason for this thing to have happened. And, sometimes you can figure it out and other times you just can't. And you ask yourself, then what was it? What was it? And it's just this unknown thing that kind of hangs over your head.
Ooh, ooh. Well, I think we've all experienced to an extent of, when you feel somebody watching you, there's no scientific reason for that, but we've all, you turn around and look and somebody's looking at you. It happens, man, it happens. It's crazy. Absolutely. My wife, like I said, she owns a crystal business. I should preface that. And but man, she'll sage the house. She sages me and the dog. I'll be in here in the studio working, and she'll come in with burning stuff. And the dog kind of looks at me like, "Okay, here we go again, Papa." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Just let it happen. It's fine. There could be worse things."
If it could help, maybe it does nothing, maybe it does something. So why not try it? At the end of the shoot, Dean West, who plays my husband in it, we decided, because so many people had experienced things throughout the shoot, we thought, what a great crew gift to give everyone. Well, we gave them sage. We gave them bundles of sage. So we said, hey, take this home and cleanse yourself.
Exactly.
So we got, what is it? I mean, I'm sure your wife would know. It was sage and Palo Santo sticks, and we gave everybody stuff to cleanse themselves in case they felt like they still had something on them. And we wanted everyone to just go home and feel like they did whatever they could to get the house off of them. And we were staging everything just in case.
Like Taylor Swift says, shake it off, man. Shake it off.
Shake it off. That's right.
I'm telling you. And I think we've all experienced that. My father used to call, I would call him and I'd be having a bad day. Everything was fighting me, from doorknobs to catching my shirt or to business deals or whatever. And, he said, yeah, you're having a black day. You got a black cloud over you today.
Mm.
Take it off. Take it off.
Yeah.
Start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't do anything important today. That's the key. I'm like, okay.
You'll probably mess it up. Something's going to happen and get in the way. Yeah. So
Yeah.
Well, the good news is we got through the shoot without anything terrible happening.
That's excellent news. Excellent news. Now, this film has, because it's made the festival circuit, and it's got all these accolades and whatnot, and people are digging it. People are digging this a lot.
Yes, they do.
I like a slow burn horror movie, though. I'm a big, you know, I'm a big fan. People are always like, because I have horror friends, and they're, you know, they're into blood and guts and all that kind of stuff. Give me The Shining any day. Much more creepy,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know? Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
I think Savannah Haunting is going to be right there with it. Oh, man.
Yes.
No, I've worked with, I've had him, well, not worked, I've had him on the show, Mark McCullough and whatnot, who you worked with on this. And did you know some of these folks to get involved in this, or was it through a casting agency?
No.
How did that come about?
It was, they sent out the audition like any other audition. The agents get it. They send
okay.
it to the actors. When I got those sides for the audition, I was so excited, and I was like, this must be mine. I have to have this because I love horror and I love sci-fi and I'm such a horror junkie. So whenever one comes across my way, I'm just like, I put so much energy into it, and it was a very big audition, exhausting in a way, because it was 10 pages or something, and it was so heavy. So I prepared, and I sent in my tape, and I got a call back, and that was the first time that I met Mark. I didn't know that you knew him.
Yeah, you know, just through the show. Just told me that
yeah.
he had that motorcycle accident story. He had done something, and it was just horrible, but good guy. Good guy. Well, nice guy.
Yeah.
And crazy,
it was
crazy.
When he was
did you guys
when he oh,
sorry.
When he was recovering
no,
from the motorcycle accident, he pulled out this script because I think he had tried writing this script because it was based on the experiences that he and his family had in the house that they had never talked about decades earlier. And I think when he was in that accident, he started doing a rewrite and was like, I got to make this movie when I'm better. So that was a great motivator for healing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, you got to use the rocket fuel you have, you know.
Absolutely.
That's a gift. That's a gift. I had a friend of mine that he came down to visit, a musician friend of mine, and we live down, you know, where the beach is down here and everything. And he was going through it, going through the big divorce. And was just very long-faced about it, as, you know, people get it, no surprise. And I said, well, sometimes a change of scenery, you know, we have a guest room, you're more than welcome to come down for a week or so, you know, however long you need. And so he did, and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you're a country musician. You're going to make 3 albums from this. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is, oh, talk about something falling in your lap. Look at it from a
wow.
different point of view. Oh.
Yep.
So, yeah, like I said, this has gotten all kinds of accolades and just all kinds of stuff. We, for some reason, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why, but we're going to be making some additions as soon as the show's over here. I always say we have links to the show, which we do. We have very limited links up. I didn't realize there was a website and a Facebook page and Instagram page, all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, we've got Jenna's Instagram or Facebook page up. But we're in addition, folks, as soon as the show is over, we're going to have links for you. And I want you to go and share the social media and help get the word out. This is very, very cool. Man, how did this slip through my fingers? I don't know. But we're going to fix it. Anyway. So you were generally creeped out making this. You had to be in that house, right?
Yes. And you know what? I went in every single day from day 1 to day 24, 25, however long we were there. And every single day when I walked into the house, I talked to the house and I said, Mark asked me to be here. I'm here to do a movie. And I was like, whatever I could do to calm the house down. Because I was like, I don't mean any
harm.
Hey,
whatever works.
And I had this, whatever works. I was like, maybe it does something, maybe not, but it doesn't hurt to try. So I went into that house every day and said the same thing. And I think it helped me get through the shoot, but it didn't stop me from having experiences in the house. But I'd like to think that, you know, by doing that, I had lesser experiences than I would have had I not.
Amazing. And, well, you know, hey, like you said, whatever works, you know, I mean, maybe it calms you down, puts you in a better place, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
In a less sensitive to these disturbances and whatnot place, you know, who knows, but it worked. So that's cool. That is cool. Now I have to ask, when you were working on Cobra Kai, similar experiences, did you suddenly have a need to, you know, start doing martial arts and whatnot?
Oh, I wish. I feel like I'm too old to start martial arts. I'm like, I'm too crackety. But working on Cobra Kai, oh my gosh, that was awesome. Like, I'm a huge Karate Kid fan. So
yeah.
when I moved to Atlanta, I hadn't seen the show yet. My friend kept saying, you got to see it. And I said, okay. So I watched season one two, three times, and I was like, I'm obsessed. And then I found out it was shooting in Atlanta, and I was like, I must get on the show. And then when I got that role, I was so excited. And working with William Zabka was one of the highlights of my career because he is one of the coolest guys on the planet. He's
nice.
An actor's actor. He's funny. We had a great time shooting that, and it's a great memory.
No, that's phenomenal. That way, you know, big fan. I watched the series on a matter of fact, that is what tipped me into doing the YouTube Premium.
I'm not
getting a check from them, folks. That's what made me give them money.
Yep.
So, you know, anybody listening out there in a streaming on a streaming platform. Yes, your content is important. It can make you money. That's cool. Well, yeah, great entertainment too. And then on to Dope Sick and just all kinds of stuff going on. And I'm seeing you've got some stuff in post-production right now. Quiet My Town, These Stones, stuff happening. Busy lady.
Yeah. But you can always be busier in this business. You can always, sometimes you got to wait a while between gigs and it's painful, but when I have those gaps, I always try to find a production to work on because, like I said before, I like working. I like being part of the crew too because you get to watch actors work. You get to kind of exercise a different creative muscle when you're working in another area of the production. And it's just, it's a fun way to stay in it and learn something and just have more experiences. And I would tell anyone that wants to be an actor, work all aspects of film and TV. I mean, I've been a PA and I was terrible. I was the worst PA. I worked as a PA for 2 months at NBC in LA. On a big show, and I was terrible. I never figured out the damn walkie. I was constantly hitting the wrong channel. I was just, I was so nervous because it was a high pressure job.
You're right.
But I wanted to know what it was like to be a PA. So I got that job, and I was not asked back because I was terrible.
Well, the good thing about is that I think in any business, when you know all the aspects, what everybody's job is, it keeps you going almost grounded and you don't become one of those creep people that, you know, look down on people or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Detroit and I was always around my father owned a couple of factories and that type of business. I remember one time I was being I was a teenager, I was being a little grand, and I was being the jerk, no lie about it. And my father said, okay, starting next week, you're on the floor, you know, you're working the machine. And I said, well, what do you mean? Why would I, you know, I like wearing a tie, Dad, you know, my name's on the building here. And he's like, no, my name's on the building.
Mine, yeah.
You need to learn some perspective. Best thing you ever did.
Good.
Best thing you ever did.
That was it.
And
that good dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good dad.
Oh, he was hard, but as I get older, I realize it was all for all well deserved. You know, there were reasons. It's not an easy kid. But you just try to make a point now. Anyhow, very, very cool. Well, tomorrow, let me ask you this. So this has been out to Savannah Haunting's been out to all festivals and the festival circuit and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine you guys have already had a little premiere party, or are you guys doing something, do you think, tomorrow or for the
we
folks
are
in Atlanta?
Having a Yeah, we're actually having the premiere in Savannah tomorrow. So I am headed there in the morning, and we're in a big old theater there, which is very exciting because
cool.
It's going to be my first time and most of the cast first time seeing it on the screen. A bunch of us weren't able to make it to the festivals, and yes, we did great in the festivals. All of us won awards. I mean, every aspect, like with our producers won awards, our cinematographer, editing, music, actors, actresses, the film won. I mean, it's really impressive and exciting because it's a horror film, and a lot of times horror films don't get credit for those things. So to sweep a bunch of those shows, those award festivals, it was really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as you said, it's a horror. So, of course, there's a ton of horror accolades and awards and whatnot. But there's also stuff that you normally don't see with horror. I saw one. It caught my eye. It was an LGBT award. And I'm like, well, that's usually – you don't usually see that in, you know, I think it was in Los Angeles or something, LGBTQA.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean to leave anybody else out there. I think that's cool when you have crossover into other areas that people, you know, and I tell people all the time, to a creative person, someone who does work in the arts, there is nothing matches it, is when people
yep.
dig what you're doing. They get it,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
I'm telling you. The big secret, I always hear people say, oh, that guy is too bad. He got involved in, you know, booze and drugs and stuff. Why was that? Because he was searching for that. People digging what you're doing. And people try to replace it with stuff is what I'm saying. But, you know, it's just very important. And they're digging you, too, you know. This is amazing. Mark's got to be over the moon, I got to tell you. Like I said, I only talked to him a few times, but he's got to be walking on cloud nine and well-deserved, you know.
He is he's stoked, yeah. I mean, he's a great actor. He's in the film. He had to wear a lot of hats when we were shooting, and, you know, and that is hard. It's hard directing and producing, and you're the writer, and you're acting in it. But, you know, he crushed that. And our whole cast was amazing. It was a small cast, but we really got along like a real family. And we also keep in contact with each other. I'm so excited to see everybody tomorrow because a few people I haven't seen since we shot. And we shot it, we wrapped, I believe, September 24th. 25th, 2020. So it's been 2 years since I've seen a bunch of these people. But, you know, we check in and see what are you up to? How are you? And it's going to be exciting tomorrow for sure. Because we finally
That's
get
amazing.
To see what we did and we get to see it together. So it doesn't, you know, it's exciting having a premiere and having everybody there.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Jenna, now that you're official, but you've done horror before, but this is, you know, you're a horror star now. And Halloween's upon us, even though you're going to the big party in Savannah, do you do your place up for Halloween? And if so, do you still have that creepy doll? Or is that Mark?
You know what? I don't know who has the doll. And let me tell you, that doll, because I had to carry it in a bunch of scenes, that doll actually weighs 30 or 35 pounds. It is it's the weight of a small child. And that thing was heavy. And there was this one scene, and the doll, it was so funny. It was so hot. We were shooting in Savannah in the summer. It's muggy, and we're doing this serious scene, and I'm walking down the backyard, and the doll falls apart, and all these ball sacks fall out of the doll.
No.
And you just hear clump, clump, clump. And I was like, well, the doll's lighter, and then the doll's legs fell off. So that doll, like, it was a good laugh because it was scary. It's a creepy doll, but that was just that one moment where everyone just started laughing. And I have such a great memory of that because it was so ridiculous. And then our props master's trying to put it back together, and he's like, I will ask tomorrow who has the doll, because I know someone must have kept that thing. And it was heavy.
They got to be.
Let me tell you.
It's sitting in somebody's house. Oh, my gosh.
It's sitting or in someone's closet because no one wants to look at it.
Right. And they hope. They just check every so often to make sure she's still in there.
Yeah. Movie checks off for a bunch of horror people, we got creepy dolls, creepy kids, and a haunted house. So we cover a few bases there.
Oh, man. Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. This is an amazing film. I want everybody. Folks, you could pre-order it today, but definitely, you know, this is Halloween. Everybody's having their Halloween parties and stuff. This is the movie to get because you don't want it.
Yeah,
you go to a Halloween party and they're like, oh, it's Dracula again. Okay. Oh, it's Frankenstein. You know. Friday the 13th, I've only seen it 9 million times. No one's seen this.
No.
You can be the cool party.
No one. Yes. You got to do something new. Oh, but to answer your question, what do I, like, after we celebrate, it's all about carving pumpkins. I love Halloween. It's so much fun. I always dress up as iconic female horror and sci-fi characters. That's been my thing for the last seven, 8 years. I'm like, whatever characters I really like, I really try to commit to a great costume. I've won a few Halloween contests. Just want to say that because it's just fun. It's so fun. And I don't do the pretty, I used to do the pretty stuff. And now I'm like, nah, we gotta go hardcore gore or blood or fun. And Halloween is such a fun time of the year. So I love it. And sitting down and watching a scary movie, getting your scare on, having a good Halloween. If you can't see it in the theater, buy it and sit at home with the lights out. And maybe you have a couple people over, but it's a nice slow burn to take you into the Halloween spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Need those goose, we'll give it to you. Amazing. Amazing. Well, Jenna, it's been so much. I know you're super busy and, you know, you've probably got to pack yet. Yeah, maybe you've already packed. I don't know. But, you know, you got the big
Not
trip
yet.
Tomorrow. Nice. Yes.
We have a big, exciting day tomorrow. And hopefully everybody is going to go and buy it or watch it and have a great Halloween. And this is the way to kick it off.
Absolutely. Now, of course, folks, you can find out more information on how to do that over at www.asavannahhaunting.com. I will be posting the direct link and have it up on our show page and everything here directly. And go get this, man. Go get this. And what a cool gift, you know, too. If you have a horror fan, you give this to them. All you need is their email. And they get a link, and there you go. Couldn't be easier. Couldn't be easier. Yeah.
You can follow the film on Instagram, and you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram's I am Jenna Shaw, and my name is spelled G-E-N-A, just FYI.
That's right. That's
because
right.
People always
not
misspell my name.
Not with a J. But
not with a
we
J.
Say it with a J. Right.
Yes.
Not when you're writing. I am Jenna Shaw. I'm going to be following her. And very, very cool. Well, Jenna, you know, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. You're cool, turned up to 10. You know, seriously.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited
Anytime.
For everybody to see this. Yes. When I have something else to talk about, I'll contact you. We'll have another chit chat.
Sounds good. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Man, I'm going to be adding those links. Jenna's direct Facebook link and Facebook for the movie, Savannah Haunting, and all of that. We convert this, to a podcast. It goes out on all the social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. And I know some, I can hear them right now. They're saying, Jamie, how many possible podcasting platforms can there be? Well, at the last email I got, the number was 636. So
Whoa. If
that's your big dream idea to start a podcasting platform, hey, maybe it'll make you $1 million. I'm just saying there's 636 of them that I know about. Maybe open an Airbnb in Savannah. Terrible idea. Don't do that. Very bad. Anyhow, I'm going to get an email. Oh, man. Folks, we will be back next week. We're going to be back on the 3rd, I believe. No, the 2nd. And I can't do a show on the 1st because, you know, I'm old, folks. It's going to take me all day to recover from Halloween. I can see it in my future. Anyhow, we will see you then. Have a great one. If you want to hear more of my shows, if you go to my website, poprocksradio.com, there's, I think this is episode 1298. So there's a whole lot of episodes on there. And that's a good thing. So very cool. We will see you soon. Have a happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks, Jenna. You rock.
Thank you. You too.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Pana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pop art painter Jamie Rocks here. Man, that was a fun episode today. Fun episode. This, of course, is the VIP ad-free episode. It's our Patreon podcast. I just finished up with actress Jenna Shaw. We're talking about a new movie she's in that's dropping tomorrow, A Savannah Haunting. Ooh, baby, this movie will give you the creepies. I'm telling you. Well, anyway, here's the podcast in its ad-free glory. So enjoy, you VIP you.